From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudet. It's Idaho Matters. The Idaho night sky will soon have many new observers, thanks to a grant from NASA's Science Activation Program. It's going to put telescopes in classrooms across the state. An effort which Boise State University's Telescopes for Teachers program has been working hard on. Joining us now to talk more about this effort is Dr. Rachel Hukmala. Welcome. Did I get your name right, Rachel?
Yes.
Awesome.
Thank you for having me today.
Thank you for coming on. Tell us a little bit about Telescopes for Teachers. What is this program?
Yeah, so our program is working to put 50 new telescopes into classrooms all across the state of Idaho. So we're working very, very diligently this summer to get them all placed so that by the beginning of the school year, the telescopes will be there as the students come back.
How much was this grant from NASA?
That is a number that I don't know off the top of my head.
That's okay.
Probably the only question you could have asked me I don't know the answer to.
That's okay. Tell us about the telescopes. What kind of telescopes are they? What makes them special?
Yeah, so we purchased Unistellar Equinox 2 telescopes. What's really special about these is they're completely robotic. They're operated all from an app on either a smartphone or a tablet. And because of this, you can see exactly what the telescope's seeing on your phone, which makes them super accessible because there's no climbing or standing still involved. And because it outputs the image to your phone, it can stack images so you can see even deeper space objects than you normally would be able to.
Wait, I can use an app to make my telescope or your telescope look at something? I could see it on my phone? That is amazing.
Yeah, it's super easy and it's super user-friendly, which is the best part about all of it.
Well, I would think so if you're going to have students using it, right?
Yep, it immediately gets the students involved. And so the app, since so many people can access it, we can have multiple people attached to the telescope. So while the teacher would be the only one that would be able to move the telescope around, multiple students would be able to look at the output from the telescope. And so you wouldn't even have to share.
That's incredible. Okay, so what kind of things are you going to be able to see? Obviously not all the way back to the Big Bang, but I would assume planets. And how far out are we going to see with this telescope?
Yeah, so you'll be able to see something as close as the moon. We have nice solar filters so you can look at the sun during the day. We'll be able to see out a little bit further to things like planetary nebula or star clusters. So different ways that things have evolved in our galaxy. And we'll even be able to see all the way out to other galaxies as well.
Wow, Pat, these are pretty good telescopes then.
Yes, and it doesn't require a lot of patience, which is one of my favorite parts about them.
I love it. And I understand the telescopes are going to get some special names.
Yes, so we're naming all of our telescopes after prominent women in physics and astronomy.
Oh, that's awesome. I like that. So have you found a home for each of these? Or I know you've had teachers applying to get them in their classroom.
Yes. So we've received over twice as many applications as we have telescopes to give, which has been just overwhelming and so exciting that people are so excited about this program. And so we've worked out homes for about half of them, and we're working our way through the last bit of applications. And we're also currently applying to another grant to get more money for more telescopes since we have so much interest.
We're speaking with Dr. Rachel Hukmala about a program out of Boise State University. It's helping to put telescopes in the classrooms of teachers here in Idaho. So how are the teachers, are they going to know how to use these tools? Are you providing training for them?
Yes, we will. So each teacher selected for the program will be invited to a workshop. So they'll spend one afternoon in the classroom and one evening stargazing with myself. And we'll talk about the basics of the telescope, how they work, how to use them, how to best utilize them at different times of the year. And then we'll get out and get the teachers hands-on experience in using them.
And this will let them become members of your citizen science team. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, that's right. So we're also building a citizen science network with these telescopes. We're piggybacking off of many other successful citizen science efforts, specifically NASA's Exoplanet Watch. And what we're going to do is we're going to ask the teachers if they're willing to start using their telescopes in their specific science mode to collect data about exoplanet transits. So the teachers will be watching planets transit across the front of the star that they're orbiting. So we're specifically looking at planets outside of our solar system. And what we're trying to do is learn more about these systems. Specifically, the work that I do in my research is looking at types of planets called hot Jupiters. And these planets are big gas giants about the size of Jupiter, but closer to their host star than Mercury is to our sun. So a year on these planets lasts about 4 days, and that means that there's a lot of really interesting things that can happen on them just because they're simply things we've never seen before.
That is cool. And I love the idea that, not only the teacher's going to be able to do the research, but you're going to reach so many students with this project.
That's the hope. I know that for me, I never would have stayed in science or completed my PhD if it wasn't for learning about space and the people that were willing to sit down and teach me. So it's important to me to be able to give back.
I would think so. And how many, you said you've already started placing some of these or picked who's where they're going to go. They're going to go all over the state, right?
All over the state, yes, we were able to reach teachers in every district region of Idaho.
Wow, that's incredible. So when are teachers and students going to be able to get their hands on these and actually start playing around with them?
We have our first five out in Treasure Valley classrooms. We had some friends of the program that were willing to act as guinea pigs for us. And with the success of that, we're going to put our next 12 telescopes out into schools in northern Idaho next week. And then we'll work our way to schools in eastern Idaho and come back to the Treasure Valley in August, right as the school year is starting.
And what kind of an impact are you hoping that the telescopes have?
I hope that through this whole program, we inspire at least one student to pursue a PhD in astronomy.
Wow, well, I would think you're going to get a lot of students interested in this, especially if they can, break open the phone and be able to see what everybody else is seeing through the telescope. That's awesome.
Absolutely. The goal is more, but at least one I would consider a success.
Oh, this is great. Well, it's a great program. How do people find out more? I'm sure we're going to put a link on our website.
Yeah, so you can find out more about our program at boi.st/telescopes. And you can also find me at all of our Boise State Physics First Friday Astronomy events. Our June one was last Friday, but I'll be there in July.
Fantastic. We've been speaking with Dr. Rachel Hukmala about the Teachers for Telescopes program, which is helping to put telescopes into the classrooms of teachers all over Idaho. Rachel, thank you so much for this. It's been great.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go. There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. But on Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's a new podcast from NPR where I invite actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to talk about some of life's biggest questions. Listen to Wildcard wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.